Millie sobbed, barely summoning the energy to form a coherent sound.
"Please, Sarah, just go away!"
She wailed the final word, and to her shock, the desperate, relentless attempts to force the door inward stopped. She held her breath, listening intently, unable to trust herself not to have imagined the change. She was beyond exhausted. She had never been so frightened nor so tired at any point in her life, and more than once during the time she'd been trapped, her mind had wandered off into hallucinations born of terror and utter fatigue.
"Sarah," she said,
praying that whatever had overcome her friend had passed. She imagined herself opening the door to see the sweet girl she'd known since high school sitting there, recovering from whatever illness had caused her to be so persistently violent ever since a crazed man had bitten her shoulder hard enough to draw blood through her shirt during the panic of the previous day.
"Sarah?"
she tried again, making the mistake of releasing the pressure from the door with her feet. The door crashed violently inward, slammed full force by 95 pounds of 22-year-old Sarah Crowther, who must have hit it at a dead run from the other side of the apartment. Millie's left ankle cracked with the sound of a gunshot, but the scream she let out after a second of shocked silence was louder still. That shriek of unfathomable agony carried enough volume and intensity to break glass, and any person in close proximity to such a piercing sound would have covered their ears out of self-preservation. But Sarah was no longer just any person. She ceased to be a person at all when the pathogen had spread through her body, folding the cellular protein molecules abnormally, with unanticipated, horrific effects. The infected girl took full advantage of the gap in the door, forcing her body through so violently that she scraped the skin off her right cheek deep enough to expose bright white bone before the rest of her small body forced the door wider and she fell on Millie's screaming body. The scream of pain from her broken ankle became louder still, finding an extra octave and yet more decibels as Sarah's teeth found purchase on the soft flesh of Millie's neck. She bit hard, crunching, ripping, gnawing, tearing flesh until hot blood flowed like a river. Still Millie screamed, but her screams became quieter with each breath. Each expulsion of air carrying her horror weakened until she went silent, only issuing a few sporadic gasps. Millie lay still, no longer feeling the pain of her ruined ankle that made her foot flop around with every jerking heave her body gave in the final moments of her short life. Sarah stopped chewing, suddenly losing interest in the fresh meat that had kept her obsessively occupied for nearly 18 hours. Standing as if dazed, Sarah wandered off, bumping into furniture as she wandered their apartment. She bounced off the glass door to the first floor balcony until her body found the gap that permitted her to go outside, where the railings temporarily held her captive. Gunfire, screams, a wailing siren, the deep honk of a truck horn, smashing glass, and the telltale crackle of a fire gaining purchase. These were the sounds of the world now, afflicted as it was by the plague sweeping diagonally down from the northeast and diagonally up from the southwest. That plague flowed like floodwater, finding every patch of low ground, every easy runoff, seeking each and every path of least resistance to spread. People, those still living,